and or icy in the north, south, east, and west. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's especially bad in Texas, where wind chills dropped below zero and wind turbines froze, which caused an energy crunch leading to rolling blackouts and more than a million customers without power and heat after some parts of the state and Oklahoma got heavy snow.
Now moving over Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia, a lot of folks talking about never seeing this amount of snow before in their lives.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, it's also stormy in much of the north. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more on this live.
Dave, the latest winter storm could bring with it over a foot of snow to Chicago through tomorrow and amid the bitter cold. It feels like 20 to 30 below zero across the region with wind chill warnings from the Dakota to the Texas Gulf Coast.
It's cold.
I think there's just so much snow and there's no space for it.
These people in Chicago not heeding the advice to stay home. Warming centers are open and hundreds of plow trucks are out, with other drivers being urged to take it easy out there. Dave.
Jeff, will Congress consider creating a 9/11 type commission to investigate last month's deadly Capitol attack? Well, lawmakers in both parties support it. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy told ABC this week they need to find out
what was known, who knew it, and when they knew it, all that, because that builds the basis so this never happens again in the future.
Now, Cassidy was one of seven GOP senators who sided with Democrats, voting guilty at the Trump impeachment trial that the former president incited that attack, though the former president was ultimately acquitted. And Republicans in Louisiana censured Senator Cassidy for his vote. GOP Senator Richard Burr could also face censure for his guilty vote from North Carolina Republicans. The number of new COVID cases reported in the U.S. yesterday, the lowest since late October, about 64,000. There is concern about a more contagious COVID strain spreading here, but officials say the vaccines are working to prevent them. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports, with 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Mostly sunny, just a shade under the average for this time of year as we get up to 72 today. Light winds tonight, partly cloudy overnight, low to around 50. And then tomorrow, any early clouds gradually clear out. 75 for the high. Winds may get up to 20 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine Wednesday. Forecast brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen. I'm Jeff Eno at the Weather Channel.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Good morning, Yuma. Man, it's a cold one out there.
I had
to put on my windbreaker this morning. And I don't know if you, those that are listening here, heard that little news announcement prior to our show starting, but there's a big cold front coming in the Midwest and in the southern part of the United States, and maybe it'll come our way. Hopefully, I guess. I just planted some winter grass, so everybody told me you're too late for that. Well, I told you so. That's what I'm telling myself. Yeah,
good timing.
I always do things a little oddly, but we've got a great program today planned. We've got Howard Blitz in the studio. And Howard is part of the Freedom Library here in town, and I didn't really know much about this prior to scheduling this this little interview, I guess you could call it. But what I told Howard prior to coming in is that I'm just going to pepper him with questions about the law library. I'm used to the law library because I go down to the courthouse to go to the law library, to the Freedom Library, and what that's about and why he's doing that kind of stuff. But before we get too much into that, I know, Russ, you were talking about some of the constitutional issues that, sure, that arose over the weekend. I wouldn't say the weekend, over the course of the last couple of weeks. The incitement of a riot on the part of the president. At least that was the allegation in the House of Representatives, and then ultimately it went to the Senate to remove a president who's already left office. I don't know how that works. But the whole argument was, well, yes, it is constitutional because you can't have this. What the Democratic Party was saying was that, at least their argument was, that yes, it is constitutional because if it wasn't constitutional or the founders didn't have that in mind when they wrote it, then that would give a free pass to anybody in office to do anything they wanted those last days prior to leaving the White House. And that was their justification for it. This has got to be then constitutional. However, having said that, Chief Justice Roberts declined to even sit in the Senate hearings, which is part of the process and that makes it constitutional. So you brought up a point, Russ. I think you said something like, you know, they decided that themselves, the Senate voted on whether it was constitutional or not. And when you made that comment, I thought to myself, well, I never thought of it that way. But when you say it that way, it doesn't make sense because the Supreme Court is the third, right, the third branch that decides what is constitutional and what is not constitutional. And obviously, Justice Roberts saying I'm not going to sit in on that hearing means it's unconstitutional. So had it even been, even had Trump been convicted, I imagine it would have been overturned at the Supreme Court level. It would have had to gone through the process. But I don't understand. So there were seven senators on the Republican side that voted to yeah, convict and remove, right? And I think they're facing a lot of backlash. I read some stories yesterday through the news articles that a lot of those Republican parties on the state level are really kind of censoring them because of that action. So we'll see what the fallout is ultimately. I don't know, you know, if the voters are going to agree or not when it comes time for re-election, that kind of stuff.
That's where it's going to matter.
I just don't know. Yeah. I hope you had a great weekend. It was Valentine's Day, in case you forgot. And the state of Arizona, we had our birthday yesterday, mm-hmm, as well. So mm-hmm, it's a double whammy. And my condolences go out to those men that forgot it was Valentine's Day. And hopefully you can make that up. Hopefully you can make that up to your loved one soon and dig yourself out. I've always thought to myself, maybe if I forget Valentine's Day and I don't give her flowers and I don't do all these things, that I can set the bar really low. And that way, when I do give her flowers, it's like, wow, you know, this guy, he's great. That's not how it works.
Does that work?
No. It doesn't work. She just thinks I'm a loser.
I was just going to say. I thought about that, too.
Yeah. That's what I... So, yeah, don't follow my advice. But, so, Mr. Howard Blitz, you're part of the Freedom Library, and what is the Freedom Library? Is it an actual library where I can go check out books? Yeah. I asked Sean Garner, who's really... He was the one that kind of prompted all this. He said, Adam, I think we need to start talking about more about the Constitution. And my kids have been attending this class, this Constitution class, and I thought, I haven't heard anything about that. You know, I had no idea that existed. Mm-hmm. And so he told me a little bit about it, and he said, I think we should have Howard be part of the show. And I said, I think that's a great idea. But I asked him, well, where is it? At the library? He said, no, it's not at the library. So what are we talking about when we talk about the Freedom Library?
Well, thank you, Adam, for having me on the show today. The Freedom Library was an idea I had 25 years ago. Matter of fact, it was probably longer than that, because you have to go back about 47, almost 47 years when I even thought about this. I worked in the Economic Research Department of the Bank of Hawaii right after I graduated the University of Arizona. And the vice president of the bank who headed up the Economic Research Department was a member of the Board of Trustees on the Foundation for Economic Education, which at the time was located in Irvington on Hudson, New York, just about 40 miles north of the city there. And it was founded by a gentleman by the name of Leonard Reed. And Leonard came out to the bank, and when I met him, it pretty much changed my life. I mean, he had such an impact on me because he created the Foundation for Economic Education in 1946. And the one thing that stood out in my mind that he said, and it's stayed with me now for the last 50 years, was if you want to change the world, change yourself. Learn and be the best person you can be. And the whole focus of the Foundation for Economic Education was to help people learn and understand principles of liberty, what that means. What does it mean to be free? What is the function of the government? Why does the Constitution exist? What are rock-solid economic principles that last for eternity? How can we help people learn these ideas? And that's what the Foundation for Economic Education still does, because now they moved out of New York and moved to Atlanta, Georgia, but they still do that. And they put on seminars during the summer. And so when I met this guy, this is back in 1972. And so when I left the bank, I had in the back of my mind, you know, I want to create a foundation for economic education. That's what I want to do. And time went on. And I became a State Farm agent while here in Yuma. And prior to that, I taught economics at Arizona Western College for 2 years before I became a State Farm agent. But all the time, I was thinking, you know, I'd like to start this a library, like a foundation for economic education. And so when the building came up for sale at the corner of 24th Street and 8th Avenue, we purchased it, and I had my State Farm agency downstairs, and upstairs we put the Freedom Library, and that was 25 years ago.
Wow.
1996. And 50 years after the Foundation for Economic Education, which is kind of weird. But I thought, you know, I'd like to create something like the FEE, Foundation for Economic, out here in Yuma. And so that's what I did.
That was the impetus, the genesis, right?
That was the genesis, because I wanted to help people learn and understand these ideas. And so we started having meetings and classes. And so we started with offering a class on the U.S. Constitution. And we offered a scholarship by taking the class, writing a paper, and then we had a scholarship committee evaluate the top paper, and then we awarded a scholarship.
And so how long have you been doing that?
25 years.
25 years.
Yeah, and Dr. Hans Senholz at the time, who was the president of FEE, He said, why don't you send your scholarship recipients to our fee seminars in the summer? And that's what we've been doing. So we now have two scholarships for the U.S. Constitution class and two scholarships for the economics class. We started the economics class about 10 years ago.
So both of these classes are offered how often?
Twice a year. They last 12 weeks. They meet 2 hours a week.
So you've got a class for economics and a class for the U.S. Constitution.
Correct.
And two times a year. So, wow. Okay. We'll talk a little bit more about this as we come back. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Spectrum Mobile is the fastest-growing mobile provider in the nation. It's easy to see why millions have chosen a better way to mobile. With Spectrum Mobile, there are no contracts and no added fees. Even nationwide 5G is included at no extra cost. Switch today and you could save big. Grab your current mobile bill and use the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator to see how much you can save. Go to SpectrumMobile.com/saving today. Spectrum Internet required based on Q2 2020 subscriber data. Services not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You have a website for your business?
I just use Facebook. I don't have time to make a website. Keep it up. All that work.
I wouldn't even know where to start. I used to think that, but I found freewebguys.com and they built my website for free. They host it, maintain it, and even market it for me. Now I'm getting new leads from it every month.
That sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
No catch. You get a free website from freewebguys.com. All you pay is hosting, marketing on Google, and you get guaranteed leads every month.
Where do I get this again?
Get a free website built for your business at freewebguys.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. This is 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, pushing buttons and turning dials and stuff, acting like he's busy. And we've got Mr. Howard Blitz in the studio as well. He's the, what would you call yourself? Are you the founder, I guess, of the Freedom Library?
Yeah, I'm the founder and director of the Freedom Library.
Yeah. And how many others are there involved in this?
Maybe two or three.
Two or three, okay.
Because they help, you know, I'm always looking for volunteers to help me out in the library. They'll file, put things away, organize, keep track of the books. People can come to the Freedom Library and check books out. They can come to the Freedom Library and purchase books. They can come to the Freedom Library and sleep if they'd like. You don't have to take a nap. Anything that's peaceful.
Sure.
It's a regular library.
I see. Okay.
And so it's a private library open to the public. We welcome anybody to come and learn. And the classes are available for everybody 14 and up. Although, this semester we have a 6-year-old.
Oh, is that right?
She's a granddaughter. The grandpa and the mom and the granddaughter are all in the class.
How cool.
And I said, I said, yeah, no, I have a problem. It's fine.
Yeah, sure.
And she seems to be, she's enjoying it.
That's wonderful.
But we've now started, a few years back, we've now started a kids class. We do a online kids class now on Thursdays for about 45 minutes with 4th Avenue Junior High 6th graders. And so they're learning these principles. And we're hoping to expand the program. And, you know, the more people we can find to teach these classes, the better. The Freedom Library is looking for people to teach, looking for people to help. We don't have any money to pay them. Everybody's a volunteer. We raise all of our funds through voluntary donations. And, you know, people from the Yuma community and communities around the United States have graciously sent funds to the Freedom Library to help us do all of this.
Are you a 501c3?
We're a 501c3 nonprofit education organization.
Very good. So that, in the grander context, anything that individuals donate to you is great for their taxes.
Yes,
so
they are.
They report that back on their tax return,
yeah.
So that's
mm-hmm.
good. You mentioned these principles, and I think when you're... principles, you're saying the principles of economics of a free economic system, capitalism, really,
yep.
driven system, and you're talking about the constitutional liberties that we've been provided in the United States. In your opinion, is there any other country like ours with a constitution that comes close to ours? Why is ours unique, I guess, I would ask you?
Yeah, and we talk about that in the classes from week to week. I think the reason, you know, the United States was probably the first country to bring these principles together. Because the guys who wrote the Constitution, they were utilizing the history that they had at the time. The Romans, the Greeks, all these societies, and they put all this stuff together and came up with a system that wanted to make sure that everybody was allowed the freedom to do what they wanted to do, so long as it was peaceful. They knew they needed a government. Government was necessary, just like the referee in a football game is necessary. But how do you keep that referee controlled? How do you keep that government controlled? But at the same time, have it do its job. I mean, that was the trick. And, you know, guys like Patrick Henry, George Mason, Edmund Randolph, a lot of these guys, Sam Adams was another one, don't do it. They were so adamantly against the Constitution. Because why? Because it was creating a centralized government again. And these guys understood what that meant. That meant power. And yet, at the same time, they said, yeah, but we're not getting anything done under these articles. The Articles of Confederation weren't strong enough. And so how do you do that? How do you make a government strong enough, but yet restrained at the same time? And that's a trick and a half. Because the natural tendency, and we're seeing what's happening. Patrick Henry's probably saying, I told you so. Don't do this. Because what's going to happen is, the government's going to grow. That's its nature. These guys understood the nature of government. They were terrified of government. They said government is the greatest threat to humankind. And they're right, because it's a monopoly of force. All government is force. That's all it is. So when should force be used? We'll bring it down to the individual level. When can you legitimately, you're an attorney, when could you legitimately use force against another human being? There is no. You can never do it unless you're defending your inalienable right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Because everybody's entitled, as a matter of fact, they're born, it's inherent. These rights are inherent. And so, yeah, you have a right to defend yourself. That's why when government has a Department of Defense, not a Department of Offense, Department of Defense. And so we can translate and delegate that responsibility of defense to government. But that's what they were trying to do. And really, the proof of the pudding is why the United States was so great. I'm going to say was, because we're not so great anymore. In my estimation right now, as seeing, I think we've lost the Constitution. We can get it back, but we've lost it. You see pictures of Washington, D.C., it looks like the former East Germany, with all those walls and barbed wire. And, I mean, my God, what's happened to it? The reason this country was so great was because it allowed freedom for the individuals. Everybody wants to come to this country. What a compliment to us. Let them come. That was the point. Let everybody come. We're here for you. But you have to make it on your own. We're not going to pay for your way to get here. And we're not going to pay for you while you're here. If you come, you'll be allowed to do whatever you want to do so long as it's peaceful. That's why everybody came. There was no other country like that. I mean, that's amazing. And we've lasted about a little over 200 years on it. But like Tytler said, Professor Tytler of England said a long time ago, democracy can only last until the people realize they can vote funds from the public treasury. And that's what the public now has. We vote for the people that are going to promise us the most.
Handouts.
Yeah. Yep. And the people don't understand that that's not the role of the government. And that's what we're trying to teach at the Freedom Library. What's the proper role of the government? What's its function? Well, it says very specifically what the function is in the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson said it very eloquently. The purpose of government is to protect our rights, our inherent rights of life, liberty, pursuit, happiness. That's it. It cannot provide an education. It cannot provide health care. It cannot provide transportation. It can't provide communication. It can't provide anything. Because government doesn't generate anything. It only transfers wealth from one person to another. It taxes you. It takes your money and gives it to me. It takes my money and gives it to you. That's all government can do. It just redistributes the wealth. It doesn't create any wealth. People create wealth. And that's why you got to let people do that, create the wealth. Because what we want to do is maximize the creation of wealth so that more people can partake in it. And that's the economic principle that we're trying to teach. The natural economic principle is the more you produce, the less expensive it's going to be. That means poor people get to partake. That's the whole idea, is to try to get rid of poverty. You want to get rid of poverty? Let people produce. Well, how can people produce? And we produce based on incentives. If you're taxing them 50%, 75%, 100% of the income, what incentive does a person have to produce? And pretty soon you got everybody receiving handouts, which is what's happening today. I mean, the government's considering what... What are they considering? Sending everybody a check for $2,000 or something like that? Well, the government doesn't have $2,000. Doesn't have any money. It's only got the money that's taken.
My money. My money.
Yeah. But when you say the government owns something or does something, who really owns it? Nobody owns it.
Sure. Yeah, I love the things that you're talking about. It's obvious that you've been doing this for a long time, that you know your stuff, that you've been teaching the constitutional principles and economics. But what I really love about what you're saying is that, to me, as you're speaking it, I feel like these are common sense principles. And it's so sad that common sense is, I feel like, not utilized as much anymore, maybe. There's a lot of sophistry of other people out there. Call them politicians, call them, large company CEOs. They control, I feel like, the narrative, and it's like this giant brainwashing of what we're supposed to think or how we're supposed to feel. But as we just go back to the basics of what the founders intended, as we read through these, the Constitution itself is not very big, and the Articles, the Bill of Rights, it's not very big. But they are very pointed, as you mentioned. They were writing, and they had to create this system that had never been done before in the history of the world. It was quite the task. I feel like it was a divine-inspired task that they took on, and they did. But they also had to walk that line of how do we create this government? Because we need a government. Like you said, you need a referee in a game, but we don't want that referee to call the shots. We don't want that referee to dictate the game. We don't want that referee to pick winners and losers. And unfortunately, that's what the referee's doing now.
Yeah.
We've come to that point.
Yeah.
And so when does it become us, the people, which it was intended to protect? When do we have, how do we have a form of redress against that type of power take? We'll talk about that in just a minute as we come back. This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com. Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
PhD. Professional home doctor.
When it rains, it pours. And when it pours through a leak or a pipe break, it means water damage to your home. Choking mold can result, not to mention the mess. Hi, it's Mike Miller from PhD. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PhD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-loss condition. PhD, professional home doctors, 341-9111.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808-99, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Labor is a two-way street. First, it's earned. Second, it's paid. In the air conditioning business, it just went up 10% again. I tell my techs, let homeowners know about the York factory parts and labor warranties. An out-of-warranty AC part costs many times more than yesterday's AC parts did. Ask your AC tech about our York extended factory labor warranties.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark. And then we also have our guest, Howard Blitz, today, talking about what his initiative and what he's been doing for the last 25 years with the Freedom Library. Freedom Library is a nonprofit organization that he created about 25 years ago here in Yuma, and it allows for anyone to go down there to his facility, to the library, and check out books, buy books. You've got books that are primarily centered on economic principles and the Constitution, the founding of our country. Is that would that be an accurate
statement? Yeah, but we've also got a lot of other. We've got science books, history books.
Yeah,
okay. We've got all kinds of books there.
So it's a library. It's a library.
It's
of
a
all
library.
Books. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not, in addition to that, you also offer classes during the course of a year, both in economics and in the U.S. Constitution. And I think that's just admirable, and I think it's really neat. As Howard and I have been talking during the breaks during this show, it's been really fun to hear him his perspective on what's going on, especially now. And you made a really neat comment, I thought, as we were talking just this last break, where you said the Constitution, knowing the Constitution, you asked your students in your class, how does this apply to you today? Mm-hmm. How can you take this today and apply it to your life now? In your opinion, does it apply to your life now, or is it just some old document that some old people wrote that didn't really understand what happens if there's this worldwide virus that takes over? They wouldn't understand that. So we don't need to look to the Constitution for an answer to that, right? Am I right on that?
No. We would need to rely on each other to figure out a solution to the issue. You have to understand the nature. You know, we all need to understand the nature of government. The nature of government is force. So if we're trying to find a solution to a problem, is it best to use force, or is it better to let people figure out on their own how to find the solution to the problem? I mean, we can find solutions to problems in one of two ways. I could pull out a gun, put it to your head, and say, do this. Or I could say, hey, Adam, why don't you, you're a smart guy. Can you figure out a solution here? And you could say either yes or no. You said no, okay, then I'd have to go somewhere else. Or you might say, yeah, I could do it, but it's going to cost you. Okay, that's fine too. Okay, the point is, it's a voluntary trade association. That's what this is. It's not some guy pulling out a gun, hey, do it. And so, yeah, leave the government out of this whole virus thing and let the scientists, let the smart people who know about viruses and stuff, let them figure out a solution. You don't need government. Just like two teams on the football field. How are we going to get a touchdown? Well, they figure it out, don't they? They don't run to the referee and say, hey, ref, can you figure this out? Can you tell us how can we get a touchdown? That's not what they do. They do it on their own. The referee's just there to make sure that nobody's cheating. Nobody's kicking somebody in the groin or biting or, See, you laugh, and that's how we should react when we say government goes figure out a solution. That's the same reaction. I tell people, they in our classes, people react the same way you just did. They smirk. They laugh. Why? Because they can see the vision. They can see how dumb that would be for the teams to go to the referee and say, here, figure out a solution. Well, that's exactly how we should react when somebody gets on TV and says, hey, we got to have a minimum wage. We got to send everybody $2,000. They ought to just smirk, but they don't. Why? Because they don't have enough knowledge of what the function of the government's supposed to be. Everybody's got knowledge of what the function of the referee in the football game is supposed to be. And that's why they smirk when you give some kind of a stupid statement like hey, referee, go figure out how we should get a touchdown.
On Saturday, I had a call from my brother who lives in California. And he's been there for many years. We're not from California originally, but he's an educator. And so when he graduated college from Washington State, he had a job offer down in California. And California, historically, has always paid their teachers very, very well. And so he took that job, and he's been there ever since. This is back in, like, the early 2000s, 2002-ish. And so he's been there ever since. And so he gives me a phone call on Saturday, and we chatted for a minute, and I was out the door with my wife for Valentine's Day. I mean, Valentine's Day was on Sunday, but on Sunday I try not to go out to restaurants and things like that, just my personal beliefs of trying to keep the Sabbath day holy. Mm-hmm. And so I told my wife, let's do the Valentine's date on Saturday night. So I'm almost out the door, and my brother calls from California, and we chat just for a minute, and he says, what you doing? I said, oh, we're just about to go out to dinner, out to the restaurant. He's like, oh, that must be nice. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he said, oh, I can't go into a restaurant here. And I said, really, still? He said, yeah. And I said, I thought they already recalled Newsom. He said, we're working on it. And I said, that's crazy. So we fast forward, and we get in my car, and I'm driving with my wife, and we're debating. I wanted to go to a place. She wasn't feeling up to that, and so that type of food or whatever. So we discussed three different restaurants, and I thought, well, maybe other people like me had the same idea where they'll go out to dinner the night before for Valentine's Day. So we called over to one restaurant, and I said, what's your wait time? They said, oh, it's probably about an hour and 10 minutes. I was like, okay. And I called another restaurant, same, about an hour and 10 minutes. And so I called two different restaurants like that, and so we decided on another restaurant that we could just go right in. We knew we could go right in. But I thought to myself, I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad that those two restaurants, there was such a long wait. That was actually, I thought, a testament to what we've been trying to do, I think, a little bit here in Arizona, in comparison to California, where we haven't locked down that industry. And it was a great thing to see that those restaurants were so packed, that the waiting times were so long. And I that made me happy, to be honest with you, that these restaurant owners and the employees that are being employed by this system also were benefiting. Everybody benefits when business is good. And business is good when the government gets out of the way, in my personal opinion. And that was on showcase on Saturday night when I tried to go to dinner at some restaurants here in town. That's a good thing. We want that. In California, unfortunately, my brother couldn't do that same thing. He didn't even have an option. He couldn't pick three different restaurants. Yeah. He couldn't call a restaurant. That freedom of choice was taken away from him. Yeah. And he couldn't do anything about it. Nothing. Yeah. There's no redress. Other than the fact that you can sign a petition and try and recall your governor. Maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't, you know. But I'm not holding my breath for that.
Yeah.
So you fast forward to today, and we're talking about the Constitution and how we're seeing this play out in our daily lives and how it does affect our lives. And I asked you the question during the break, what's your take on the masks, you know, as we walk around? That same night, I went to another restaurant. We went to a restaurant, and then we went out for dessert. Mm-hmm. And as I went into dessert, everybody's standing in line, you know, and on the floor, they have these markings where you're supposed to stand. Nobody's standing on those markings, but everybody had masks on. Mm-hmm. And prior to this, I'm walking in, and my wife's pulling out her mask, and I said, I'm not going to wear my mask. I'm just not going to do that. I don't feel like it right now. And she's like, okay, you know, looking at me like, good luck with that. And because sometimes I have success with that, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I wear them just because I want to comply. I don't want to be approached. But sometimes I don't. And I just don't want to be approached. Don't talk to me. But I'll wear a mask if I want to wear a mask, kind of thing, you know. So last Saturday night was one of those times. I'd had enough. Well, I guess I didn't see the point. In my mind, logically, I don't see the point. Walking into a place where I'm going to dine and eat something, I have to take off my mask. So why am I putting my mask on and then taking what? I don't understand that logic. So to me, it's just dumb. And so anyway, we walk in there, and I'm looking around and stuff. And all of a sudden, from behind, I don't know where, out of the blue, sir. And oh, you're talking to me? Do you have a mask? Yeah. Can you put it on? And then it's like the showdown. So everybody's like looking, you know, oh man, what's going to happen here? And I've got a decision to make because I know my wife really wants this dessert. And I'm one that I'm kind of like, I've always been against the man kind of thing. I just have this problem with that, you know. And so my first reaction is to, I didn't do this, but my first reaction in my mind was, I'll go somewhere else. I'll give my money to somebody else, thanks. You know, that was my first reaction in my mind. But I thought to myself, my wife really wants this. And so I just said, yeah, I have a mask. Can you put it on? And I'm like, yeah, I can put it on. So I put it, like, I just avoided the fight, you know. Mm-hmm. But everybody was all uptight. Everybody was tense. It was, you know, and made the whole time I'm sitting, I had to sit here and wait in line till I got the dessert. And the whole time I just feel like, you know, demeaned, kind of. And everybody feels that. It's an uncomfortable situation.
Yep.
And the whole time I'm thinking, what's the point? Like, I'm going to take it off in 30 seconds so I can stick this dessert in my mouth. And then I'm not going to put it back on when I leave. Like, so it's a hard thing. And some people are very, but it's also a sensitive subject because a lot of people are very, you got to wear a mask, you got to wear a mask. And we'll talk about that in just a minute as we come back. This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM, KVLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. I'm Chris Fleming, General Manager. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Cindy Landine. I've been with the station for 30 years. The best part about my job is I'm not tied to my desk. I'm out and about in the Yuma community helping businesses and nonprofit organizations better themselves by achieving their marketing goals.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE. That's 1-833-317-4673. Or visit calhope.org to talk to someone who can help. Hope will persevere.
Listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk. Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances, brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. That's Money Talk every Friday morning from 8 to 9 on 560 KBLU.
At H&R Block, tax time means max refund time. And with virtual tax prep, our experts can help you get your refund from home, stay in your sweatpants. Just snap some pics of your docs and a tax pro does the work. Your maximum refund is guaranteed, or your money back. Virtual Tax Prep, one of the many ways Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
Are you driving a car that you're not so happy with? Do you want cash in your pocket this month? Is your credit score holding you back? Do you still owe a lot of money on your car? Well, I have the answer, and it's Hyundai of Yuma. And from now until February 28th, you can take up to $7,000 off MSRP on all remaining brand new 2020 Hyundai Santa Fe's. And if you need cash in your pocket, you can choose to keep the rebate all for yourself or apply towards your new car. You decide. And best of all, during this event, all credit applications will be accepted regardless of history. If your car has a salvage title or maybe does not run well, no problem. We'll pay you top dollar for it. So come down today to Hyundai of Yuma. Remember, this absolutely ends February 28th at 8 p.m. and is only valid at Hyundai of Yuma, located on 32nd Street or on Facebook or Instagram 24/7. All prices are plus tax, file, and dock fee. Rebates are in lieu of any special finance rates while supplies last. See dealer for details.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, pushing buttons, turning on dials, and you're being relatively quiet today. You're minding your manners today, Mr. Russ. And we've got Howard Blitz. He's a friend of ours who is... He's in charge of the Freedom Library, and we had a request from one of the listeners over the break that we need to put out your address and your contact information so people know where to go to check out books and to attend these classes.
What? Absolutely. You welcome anybody to come by the Freedom Library. The Freedom Library is located at 2035 South Arizona Avenue. It's at the north end of the Yuma Sun newspaper building. And the telephone number there is 928-246-2327. And if you want to email us, it's info, I-N-F-O, at freedomlibrary.org. That's how you get a hold of us. That's where you come. Please come and visit. Our classes are Tuesdays and Thursday nights. Tuesday nights is the economics class from 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday nights is the Constitution class from 6 to 8 p.m. We're into our, let's see, this is going to be our fifth week coming up, so we're almost halfway done already. I can't believe that. In a couple of weeks, we're going to Zoom the author of our book, so you'll be able to ask him questions. So I told the class last week, I said, start forming some questions to ask the author of the book, because he'd be glad to give you answers.
I think that's really neat that the author's willing to do that.
Oh, yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, Michael Bednarik. Mm-hmm. And we've had Michael here two, three times.
Wow.
Here in Yuma.
How cool.
He lives in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had him here. And but I find that the people who go, you know, we have two scholarships for each class. I mean, this is how big it's gotten. So Freedom Library is able to offer four $1,000 scholarships every year. Every semester, I'm sorry. $8,000 a year. Two for each class. And one of the scholarships is a monetary scholarship where Freedom Library sends a check to the educational institution of your choice. And if you're in the eighth grade, and we've had eighth graders earn our scholarships, we hold it for them and send it to the school. And if they want to go to a private high school, community college, trade school, it doesn't matter. We don't care where they go. It really doesn't. And we just want to help them out with their educational travels. But the other one that I think is worth more is a travel scholarship to attend a Foundation for Economic Education seminar that they have during the summers. They're week-long seminars. People literally come from all over the world to attend these seminars. So when you go, you're interacting with people from all different kind of backgrounds, environments, that kind of thing. And the people that come back, and I've been to these too, so I understand when they make the statement that it's a life-changing experience. It truly is. That's what these people feel like it is. They've transformed their whole way of seeing things. And they're learning from people who have suffered under very regulated markets. And, you know, you can call them socialism, communism, fascism. It's either regulated by the government or it's a free market free of government intervention. And, you know, you were explaining in the last portion of the show here how these principles, how the economic principles and the constitutional principles impact your life. You're going around, you know, I've had the same experiences that you've had. And so has everybody. Everybody has these experiences. And so what does it mean to be free? What is a free market? When you say a market free of government intervention, we mean no licensing, no permission slips. And this is why very wealthy companies, big companies, are able to get the protection that they have. They've got enough funds to pay the representatives to pass the laws to make sure that they don't have any competition. The whole idea of a free market is to make sure that there is competition. You say, yeah, but Blitz, you know, you get big and you can monopolize the whole market. But they become a monopolist because of the free market. They're a free market monopolist, which they won't be for very long if they don't pay attention to serving their customer. Because the minute they don't serve their customer, people will gravitate and come into the marketplace. Yeah, but they'd have to get a license. Wrong. In a free market, you don't need a license. You just start your business. And this is the problem. All these private entities are under threat of getting a license pulled. They're not really free. They're regulated by government. Because if you don't put the mask sign up, if you don't require people to wear a mask, then an inspector comes and can pull the license. So you're not living in a free... We don't live in a free market economy. Okay? We live in a regulated economic system. This is what people need to understand. That's why we study the differences. We study free markets and we study communism, socialism, fascism. We talk about those things in our classes because you need to know the rules of the game. The players in the football game have to know the rules. Otherwise, how are they going to be able to play the game? The referee will just call a penalty on them whenever he feels like it.
The devil's advocate to that argument would say, well, Howard, don't we have to have a way where I don't get hurt? When I go partake of this ice cream cone, I don't want them to cough on my ice cream cone and then hand it to me. So I need some assurity that when I enter an establishment, I'm protected, that I'm not going to get hurt because I know that they don't have cockroaches in the back and they're in my soda and they're coughing all over my stuff.
You're right. And the free market will do that because I don't think you're going to participate in that restaurant for very long if you find out that they got cockroaches in the back. Yeah, but, you know, somebody could die. You're right. The free market is not a perfect system. You and I, every human being on the planet, is not a perfect system. They're not a perfect person. We make mistakes. We make errors. But the only way we're going to learn from those errors is by making them and saying, okay, what did I do so that I don't do that again? And yes, people could die. People die, but there'd be a lot fewer deaths, a lot fewer injuries in a free market than in a controlled, regulated market. Because when the government makes a mistake, it impacts everybody. Look at the Great Depression, how that impacted everybody. We never had a Great Depression prior to that. Never had one. Because why? We didn't have a centrally controlled banking system. Now you get a centrally controlled banking system, all of a sudden the whole economy gets shut down.
So I think the argument is, and I've heard this over time, and the reason I brought it up is because that's usually the counter argument to the free market system, is that, well, we've got to have checks and balances, right? So we need a government system. We need that referee to come in and say, well, these are the basic rules of the game, and if you step over those rules, then you'll be sanctioned and you'll be shut down. You're not going to be part of this game anymore. You're going to be kicked out of the game. And I've never really understood that as a lawyer. I don't understand that argument, because you're saying, well, the government is the one to do that. They're the ones that put in the licensing. But we've already got a system for checks and balances. That's our civil procedure system. If you hurt me because you left a bone in the stew that I'm eating and I cracked my tooth, I've already got a redress system for that. I can sue you, and I get compensatory damages paid to me. If you kill me or you kill somebody around me, there's a system for that, a wrongful death suit I can bring. We've already got a litigation way to do that. I don't need the government to tell me what set of rules I need to play by. I don't need that. My set of rules are people will not come to my establishment anymore if I killed somebody because I left something in their soup. Right? And so that's the epitome of a free market system.
That's exactly correct.
If you have questions,
thanks for coming in, Howard.
More about something.
And hopefully we have you again.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me.
We'll be back next Monday. Life, Death, and the Law.
4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.